I'm not sure how we're forcing it down people's throat when they're walking by. See, they're just walking by. You were walking
by. I guess
that's
fair.
You stopped.
I just understood that you got, like, just from what I've seen on this campus, that you guys were actively pursuing people, and that I.
Where did you see us actively pursuing? That means like.
That's why I'm saying I made a mistake. I'm apologizing.
Oh, okay.
I hope that means something, because like I've seen that like people on this campus do that, where they like get in people's faces.
Oh, we don't do that though.
I appreciate that.
All right. Well, good. Yeah. Good job repenting. But here, you sure you don't want a gospel card?
Thank you.
Test yourself. Christ is coming back. He's going to destroy all this. We love you. You got to repent. Come out of the world. Be born again into the kingdom of God, young man. So, young man was walking by with some other young men, and he said, "You're misrepresenting Jesus." And I called him out because he had a swear word on the back of his shirt, and he came back and he apologized. He thought we were with some other group. He didn't want a gospel card. Probably not a follower of Christ, because he didn't say anything about that. But he saw the signs, so, and he saw love. He saw me appreciate that. He repented of it. So just being a light out here, a shining light. Maybe somebody who is standing around listening got some truth too. Loving our neighbor and loving the Lord.